Okay, hello everyone. My name is Ryan, and today we will be talking about the top 10 roller coasters in the world. The world is home to many roller coasters and many theme parks. There are so many roller coasters that people go on every day, and they enjoy them so much. I know I enjoy them a lot. There are steel coasters, there are wooden coasters, and there are a lot more. And in this podcast, we will be learning about all of them. I know I love roller coasters that I go on. My favorite roller coaster is Leviathan at Canada's Wonderland, which I think, in my opinion, will be on the top 10 list. Number 10. Okay, coming in at number 10, we got Lightning Racer at Hershey Park, located in Hershey, Pennsylvania. It is a wood coaster with speeds of 51 miles per hour and a height of 92 feet tall. This is the first racing/dueling roller coaster built in America. It has two separate lift hills and two distinct tracks so that two trains can race and come within feet of each other during the zigzagging journey. Number 9! Okay, coming in at number 9, we got the Volcano Blast Coaster at Kings Dominion, located in Doswell, Virginia. It is a 155 feet tall roller coaster and goes 70 miles per hour. This machine is categorized as an inverted coaster, meaning the riders sit in chairs suspended from the track above. After being torpedoed out of the coaster station, you zoom along the base of the substantial man-made volcano at the breakneck speed, shoot straight out of the volcano's cone, levitate through a series of hair-raising flips, and then plummet back into the abyss of all with your feet dangling above the ground. So this is a super cool ride indeed. Number 8. Okay, coming in at number 8, we got Magnum XL 200, located at Cedar Point in Sandusky, Ohio. It is a steel roller coaster reaching speeds of 72 miles per hour, and it is a 205 feet in the air, which means you're going to be dropping super high. This is the first coaster to rise higher than 200 feet. It sits on the shore of Lake Erie, providing views more breathtaking than any other thrill ride in the world. On a clear day, you can see Canada from the ride's peak before you drop into a carrying one-of-a-kind pretzel loop truck. This machine is so popular that it has more than 38 million passengers in just 19 seasons. Wow! Wow! That is just unbelievable. Wow. Number 7. Okay, coming in at number 7, we got Ghost Rider at Knott's Berry Farm, located in Bernia Park, California. It is a wood coaster with speeds reaching 56 miles per hour, and it is 118 feet tall in the air. It's not the fastest or tallest wooden coaster, but definitely one of the nicest and best roller coasters out there. Its unceasing speed as it hurtles over 14 hills, crisscrosses throughout the immense wood structure of dizzying 10 times, has caused even the most grizzled of thrill seekers to pray he'll roll back into the station in one piece. Yeah, I would too. I haven't been on this roller coaster before, but I really want to because this sounds so fun.
Number 6.
Okay, coming in at number 6, we got Nitro at Six Flags Great Adventure. It's located in Jackson, New Jersey. It is a steel coaster with speeds reaching 80 miles per hour. It is 230 feet tall in the air. Instead of sitting in conventional cars, riders zip along in exposed wide-open chairs on this free-falling flying machine. A simple cushion lap bar locks you in and you're off. The obstructed views, excessive speeds, and extreme twists and dives leave coaster goers feeling as if they may land in nearby Philadelphia. Yeah, that's so fun.
Number 5.
Okay, coming in at number 5, we got Boulder Dash, located at Lake Compost in Bristol, Connecticut. It is a wood coaster with a speed reaching 60 miles per hour. It is 110 feet tall in the air, arguably the most unconventional roller coaster in the States. The Boulder Dash is built into the side of South Dington Mountain. The top of the lift hill provides enthusiasts not with the customary sweeping views, but with close-ups of ferns and dirt. The coaster then drops unexpectedly. Riders drop off a 115-foot jagged cliff and hit 65 miles per hour as it screams past boulders and woodchucks alike.
Number 4.
Okay, coming in at number 4, we got Superman the Ride, which is located in Six Flags, New England, Agawam, Massachusetts. It is a steel coaster with a speed reaching 77 miles per hour and a height of 208 feet tall. Many roller coasters are as tall and as fast, just not as good. This coaster simply has a great layout. It has two massive back-to-back hills and a rare extra-long straightaway, which allows for great pickup and speed. It dives into two mist-shrouded tunnels, has plenty of airtime, and finishes with a frantic finale, as all the best roller coasters do, of course. Wow, I really want to ride this so much.
Number 3.
Okay, coming in at number 3, we got the longest wood coaster in the world. Let's see if anyone has time to guess it. Okay, you guessed it. It's the Beast at Kings Island, located in Mason, Ohio. It is a wood coaster with a speed reaching 65 miles per hour and a height of 110 feet. At nearly 7,400 feet, this monstrosity is the longest wooden coaster on Earth. It's also a rarity in that it has two lift hills, one the accustomed start of the ride and another leading to the tumblest grand finale, a night ride on the beast barreling through the pitch black Ohio woods and climaxing with disorienting two-tunnel double helix is enough to bring tears to your eyes. Wow, am I getting tears in my eyes? I think I'm getting tears in my eyes just from reading this. Well, yeah.
Number two.
Okay, coming in at number two, we got the world's tallest and second fast roller coaster in the world. Drum roll, please. It is Kangaka at Six Flags Great Adventure, located in Jackson, New Jersey. This 456-foot tall steel coaster with speeds of 128 miles per hour, this ride will blow your mind. Can a coaster ride be fun if it lasts 59 seconds and goes over only one hill? Well, if you like being launched out of the gate at 128 miles per hour, climbing straight up a 456-foot lift hill, spending a second on top of the world, and then plummeting straight down with a spiral twist thrown in just to make sure all the traces of oxygen are sucked out of your lungs? The answer is yes. This is the tallest roller coaster in the world and the fastest in North America, meaning it's definitely one of the best roller coasters in the country. Yeah. One of my life goals is to go on this. I'm going to have a very sad life if I never go on this ride. So everyone, make sure that I go on this.
Number one! Yeah, number one!
Oh my. Wait. It's number one now, right? Okay. So, I don't even know that's number one. Wow. Can't believe this has gone so fast. Okay, it's time. You are waiting for... It's the best roller coaster in the world! Are you ready? Yeah? I hope so. Because the best roller coaster in the world is Millennium Force, located at Cedar Point in Sandusky, Ohio. The 310 steel tall steel coaster is the first ever Giga coaster, which, by the way, Giga was made up by Cedar Fair, but people take it as like scientists made it up, but it's not. So it's the first ever Giga coaster with speeds reaching 93 miles per hour. You'll just want to ride this thing. Like, if you ever go to Cedar Point, you'll just want to ride it. This roller coaster has unrelenting speed, a succession of bank turns that make you feel as though you are about to flip upside down, 30 stories of height, and a drop so steep, which is 80 degrees, that it makes a bungee jump seem like a child's play, like you're playing as a child. It's approximately 2.5 minutes of absolute Europa. Now, if you think these coasters are cool, here are some runners up that were like so close to be making it on here.
Runners up!
Okay. Here are some runners up that were really close to getting on. We got The Voyage at Holiday World, Intimidator 305 at King's Dominion, El Toro at Six Flags Great Adventure, Diamondback at King's Island, Goliath at Six Flags Magic Mountain, Maverick at Cedar Point, X2 at Six Flags Magic Mountain, Apollo's Chariot at Busch Gardens Williamsburg, Lightning Rod at Dolly World. Wow. Those were so good coasters. Like, those runners up were so good. Okay, I really hope you enjoyed this episode and learned a lot about coasters, because even me talking right now, I learned so much. And if you can, make sure to visit these parks with those roller coasters, because I know you'll love them. I haven't, but you should. Also, here's a tip if you're scared of roller coasters. My advice is, don't be scared. You won't die on them. You may just get, when you're going down the drop, you may just get like a little, you feel like you're weightless and your tummy feels weird. But once that is over, you'll love it. Like, I promise you. Like, I once was scared of roller coasters, and then once when I went on them, now I love them, and I'm making a podcast for all of you guys. Well, thanks for listening, and I will see you next time on the top 10 roller coasters in the world! Yeah! Really hope you enjoyed this.